And welcome to yet another night of area high school basketball. Tonight it's the girls' game, first game. It's Schuyler County and North Shelby, and tonight's game is being brought to you by these fine Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, The Exchange Bag in Northeast Missouri, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis. It's 5:58, current temperature 56 degrees. Let's take you down to Queen City, Missouri for game number one of tonight's doubleheader with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you very much, Dave, and welcome everybody to the fourth annual Wide Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament here at Schuyler County High School. And as Dave said, it is a boy-girl doubleheader tonight. And I'm in the high school gym for the two championship semifinals. And tonight it's going to be the number one seed, Schuyler County Lady Rams, taking on the number four seed, North Shelby Lady Raiders. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, North Shelby. They came in with a record of 1-1. It'll be Natalie Thrasher. She's a junior. Sierra Kirby, a junior. Katie Barrick, a senior. Meg Shively, a junior. And Ava Williams, a junior. So Natalie Thrasher, Sierra Kirby, Jaylee Barrick, Meg Shively, and Ava Williams. And again, the Lady Raiders, 1-1, and first by Lyle McDaniel. For the Schuyler County Lady Rams, you can tell it's a home crowd, the student section out in full force across the way. It's going to be Traylon Wilson, a senior, Kimberly Roberts, a senior, McKinley Ackerman, a senior, Kate Hatfield, a junior, and Jason Morris, a junior. So Traylon Wilson, Kenny Roberts, McKinley Aceman, Kate Hatfield, and Jason Morris, Lady Rams 3-0, and coached by Thomas Kirkland. As Lady Rams are being introduced, even as we speak, there comes Kate Hatfield. And now she's the last one, and Jason Morris will trot out. She's the last one. So North Shelby ladies out on the floor. Thomas Kirkland meets his starters out in the middle of the court for a few last-minute instructions. So, again, McKinley Ashland, Tinley Roberts, Traylon Wilson, J.C. Morris, and Kate Hatfield. Natalie Thrasher, Sierra Kirby, Jaylee Barrick, Meg Shively, and Ava Williams. So it's going to be Ava Williams will jump center against J.C. Morris. No, it's going to be Thrasher, and the tip is controlled by North Shelby as Kirby gives it to Williams. Took up a shot blocked by J.C. Morris. Kate Hatfield gets it out to Kenley Roberts. To the glass, puts it up and got it. As Schuyler County draws first blood, Schuyler County puts on the press. Kirby in the backcourt in a triple team gives it across the timeline to Barry. Barry gets it down to Williams in the right corner. Now the right wing to Kirby. As Kirby still with the dribble. Looks for somebody. Out pop David Williams, and Williams left with it. As the student section is going to make all the noise in the gym. I can tell that right now. So J.C. Morris for Schuyler County across the timeline to Roberts on the left wing. To the right wing, you come to Wilson. Now Roberts gives it to Morris out of the left corner for three. Full time. J.C. Morris hits a three. Full court pressure by Schuyler County. Kirby in the backcourt. Kirby gives the ball to Williams. Williams guarded by Morris. Picks up the dribble. Gets it across the timeline to Thrasher on the right wing. Thrasher guarded by Timmy Roberts. Back to Williams. Williams guarded by Morris. Back to Kirby in the center circle. Guarded by Wilson. As Kirby looks for somebody, finds Thrasher. To the left wing, she's got up by Aishman. Gets right and forces it down low to Kirby. And it goes off Kirby's hands and then goes out of bounds off of Aishman. So Sierra Kirby will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets the ball to Barrick in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Thrasher. Now inside to Shively. Kirby will try a three. No good. And the rebound. They let it go out of bounds. Kirby almost saved the ball. Billy Roberts is watching it. It did go out of bounds. So Schuyler County up by five with the basketball. J.C. Morris away across the timeline. 1-2-2 zone. for North Shelby. Now McKinley Aselman tries to drive the baseline. Whistle on a foul. The foul's going to be on Meg Shively. So Shively picks up her first foul, first team foul against North Shelby. As Kinley Roberts gets it in to Morris. Tries a three out of the right corner. No good. Frazier comes off the rebound. Gets the ball to Kirby. Ahead to Shively. Shively over Kate Hatfield. Puts up the shot. No good. Tip up. No good. And we have a whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on Schuyler County, and they may call it on Kate Hatfield. As waiting for the scoreboard, no, they're going to call it on J.C. Morris. So Morris picks up the foul at the line. Ava Williams, first shot up, no good. Still 5-0. Schuyler County with the lead. 6 minutes left to play in the first quarter. As Williams, next free throw up, no good. And J.C. Morris comes off the rebound. Morris gets it ahead to Roberts on the left wing. Roberts over to Wilson on the right wing, inside to Hatfield. Hatfield gives it to Eichelman. Missed the shot, and the rebound taken out by Barrett. That is stolen away by Wilson to Kate Hatfield. Now Morris takes it to the right wing. Wilson on the right wing to Kate Hatfield. Underneath, puts it up and in. Gives the assist to Wilson. 7-0. Schuyler County with a lead is Kirby against Frazier. Gets it to Ava Williams. Back to Kirby on the right wing. Kirby right side of the circle. Now Frazier will try a three. No good. And Traylon Wilson comes off with the rebound. Wilson gives it to Morris. As Morris behind the back dribble across the timeline to Roberts between the two circles. Roberts gives it to Morris in the left corner. Inside the Hatfield. Hatfield gives it to Wilson. Three-pointer on the way off the right wing. No good. Hatfield gives it to Ashman. Ten-footer. No good. And Hatfield gets the rebound. Puts it back up in there. Kate Hatfield not to be denied. 9-0. Schuyler County is the lead. As Kirby across the timeline dribbles through a double team. And a foul is going to be on Traylon Wilson. So Traylon Wilson picks up the foul. Now Sydney Eichelman will check in. J.C. Morris will set down. 4:52 left to play in the first quarter. Kirby will inbound to Frazier. Dribbles to the top of the key. Guarded by Tinley Roberts. Picks up her dribble. Gives it back to Kirby. Kirby guarded by Traylon Wilson. To the top of the key. Kirby looks for somebody inside. Now on the baseline. Shot is put up. No good. And that was by Melissa McEwen in the ball game. Rebound to Schuyler County. Now Wilson, quick 15-footer, got it. Well, Traylon Wilson has 2 points. 11-0. Schuyler was the lead. Now they got Kirby in a. They tie up at the timeline. Alternating possession comes back to Schuyler County. Now Landon Daniel, I think, wants a timeout. And, yes, they do. So, North Shelby wants a timeout. 4:19 left to play in the first quarter. Schuyler County 11, North Shelby nothing. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Make this winter the time to remodel your living room, kitchen, or bedrooms. And take that first step to remodeling by going to Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture has the perfect carpet, flooring, and furniture to make your rooms look brand new again. Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, located 3 miles west on Highway 6 across the Lake Road.
As your hometown community bank and a proud supporter of this community, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself in offering you the best when it comes to financial products and customer service. That's why when you bank with Exchange Bank, we don't charge you fees for services that you should expect from your community bank. Stop by one of our branches today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, or visit us online at www.ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School, North Shelby with the basketball, trading 11-0 as Kirby. Will dribble between the two circles. Schuyler County in a man-to-man. Wilson guards Kirby. He gives it to Shively on the right wing. Now pops Frazier to the right wing. Frazier tried to get it back to Shively, put right to Kate Hatfield. To McKinley Aselman. Now Sydney Aselman with the basketball. Takes it to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Hatfield. As Asherman gives it to Timmy Roberts. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Hatfield with a rebound. Puts it back up. Couldn't use the backboard. Missed it. And Nate Shively with the rebound to Kirby. Kirby takes it to the right wing. Guarded by Wilson. Picks up the dribble. Gives it to McEwen at the top of the key. McEwen tried to go inside. Battered back in her face. Now she lost the ball, but picked up by Ava Williams. Gives it to Kirby in the left corner. Kirby had nothing there. Gives it back to Williams. Around the top of the key goes Ava Williams. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Kate Hatfield comes off with the rebound. Gets it out, and Schuyler County has a two-on-one. They give it to Asherman. Asherman puts it up, no good. And Roberts with the rebound. Tried to get back up with it. It was blocked. It was out of bounds, so it'll be Schuyler County basketball. It's Kate Hatfield and Wilson and Roberts all check out of the ball game. Jason Moore checks back in. Raina Small checks in. And Ashland Laws checks in. Raina Small gets inbounds pass, tries a three, no good. J.C. Morris gets it underneath to Laws. Picks up the shot, missed it, but puts the second one up of there. 13-0. Got over the lead. Pressure again as Kirby guarded by Sydney Ashman. Lost the ball behind the back dribble, and Sydney Ashman picks up the foul. So Ashman reached in, picked up the foul. That's her first, third team foul against Schuyler County. So Ava Williams will inbound at the end of the North Shelby bench. Gets it to Kirby. Kirby in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Andy Bell. Bell goes inside to make side. They took that, tried to put up a shot and walked with it. So the turnover gives it back to Schuyler County. Jason Morris to Sydney Ashman. As Ashman will bring it across the timeline. Still a 1-2-2 zone for North Shelby. Now fast it. McKinley Ashman. Now Sydney on the left wing. Sydney to McKinley. 15-footer on the way. No good. Ashman logs the rebound. Raina Small sees an opening. Tried to drive in, and the ball's taken away by Ava Williams. Williams backs in, puts up the shot. No good. Somebody got a piece of it. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Schuyler County. So it'll be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 2:13 left to play in the first quarter. North Shelby yet to score. They get it in to Mag Shively on the left block. Jacoby in the left corner. Now Bell tried to get it into Shively. Blocked away, but picked up by Cody on the left wing. On the left baseline is Shively. Kicks it out to Bell on the left wing. Now the top of the key, it goes to McEwen. To Bell on a give and go. Pick up a shot. Reset it by Laws. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds underneath thrown basket. 1:56 left to play in the first quarter. As Kirby will inbound. Guarded by Sydney Ashman. Gets it in to Shively. Shively in a double team. The whistle and a foul. And a foul may be on Raina Small. It is. So Raina Small picks up her first foul. 14 foul against Schuyler County. Kirby again underneath thrown basket. Gets the ball into Amy Williams at the dotted line. Fans back out on the right wing. Out pops Kirby top of the key. Kirby guarded by Sydney Ashman. Kirby looks for somebody. Nobody there. Gives it to Shively on the right wing. Now Andy Bell takes it down the right lane. Another foul on Raina Small. So Small picks up her second personal foul. As Raina Small is going to check out of the ball game along with McKinley Ashman, Timmy Roberts, and Kate Hatfield will check in. Sierra Kirby again will inbound. Kirby gets the ball into Andy Bell out on the deep right wing. Bell to McEwen at the free throw line. McEwen guarded by Laws. Hand off goes to Kirby. Puts up the shot, missed it, and a whistle of foul on the floor. Maybe on Kate Hatfield or J.C. Morris. Kate Hatfield picks up the foul. So the foul's going to be on Hatfield. Kirby again will inbound. Underneath on basket, gets it out to McEwen. McEwen on the right wing almost walked with it. Now at the free throw line, gets it out to Shively in the left corner. Kirby on the left wing. Kirby takes it to the dotted line. Gives the ball up to McEwen. Throws up another ball. Meg Shively gets the rebound. Tries to get it out. Now the ball takes it on the floor. And what do we have? I think maybe J.C. Morris walked with it. So, again, it will be North Shelby basketball near sideline. Andy Belt will inbound to Kirby in the backcourt. Kirby walks across the timeline. The Belt on the left wing. Belt kicks it out to Shively at the top of the key. They swing around to Kirby on the right wing. Kirby gets it to the dotted line. Now, Andy Belt will try it. Three, no good. And rebound, saved in bounds by Laws, picked up by McEwen, put up a shot, no good. McEwen gets the rebound, gives it to Ava Williams out in the left corner, kicks it back out to Kirby, top of the key with 46 seconds. Kirby finds Belt on the left wing, gets it inside to Ava Williams, who whistles a foul, and the foul is going to be on J.C. Morris. So Morris picks up her second foul, basket 17 foul against Schuyler County. Sydney Ashelman will check out for Schuyler County. Traylon Wilson will check in. McKinley Ashelman checks in, and J.C. Morris will set down with 40 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As back in the ball game comes Jaylee Barrick for North Shelby, and Meg Shively will set down. So Ava Williams at the line, trying to get Lady Raiders on the board. First shot up, got it. The first point for Ava Williams is 13-1. Schuyler County with the lead. So Schuyler County almost pitched the shutout in the first quarter. Williams' second free throw got them both. 2 points for Ava Williams. It's 13-2 as Timmy Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Wilson. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Off the right, left wing, Traylon Wilson has five. Now Kirby dribbles into a double team. Gets the ball ahead to McEwen. McEwen in a double team. Kirby in the right corner. Kirby in right side of the circle. One, three on the way. No good as Barrett tried to save it in bounds. Couldn't do it. So it's going to be Schuyler ball with 10 seconds left to play in the quarter. As Roberts will inbound to Laws. Laws will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Roberts. Back to Laws. Back to Roberts. Now inside to Kate Hatfield, to Ashenford. Dropped the ball, but then got it, went back up with it, threw the foul on Ava Williams. So Ava Williams picks up her first foul, and McKinley Ashenford will get the line, and she'll shoot a pair, looking for her first points of the game. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. First foul, first free throw, first point of the ball game for McKinley Ashelman makes it 17-2. Schuyler County with the lead is Ashelman. Second free throw on the way, got it close. 18-2. 2 seconds left to play in the quarter. As Tyra Cullors will check in. As Kirby just launches one way short, and that's into the first quarter with the score. Schuyler County 18, North Shelby 2. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 37 tonight under mainly clear skies, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 59. Lows around 31 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday and highs from the mid-40s to the mid-50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 52.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School. As we start the second quarter, girls' championship semifinal. Winner will play Scotland County for the championship Saturday afternoon, and the loser will take on Marlin for the third-place game. Schuyler County up by 18-2 with the basketball. Roberts gives it to Hatfield. Hatfield kicks it back out to Wilson between the two circles. Now Roberts has it on the left wing. Picks up the dribble. Bounce pass to Wilson, and the ball was kicked by Natalie Thrasher. So it'll be Schuyler basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. As Tinley Roberts will trigger, gets it to Wilson. As Tinley, Traylon Wilson takes it to the right wing, looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks for somebody, finds Roberts. Now Cullors on the left side of the circles. Cullors puts up a shot and got it. Tyra Cullors, 15-footer, has 2 points. 20-2. Schuyler with the lead. It's Kirby with the basketball. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County for Thrasher. Now on the left corner, it goes to Williams. Williams cut off on the baseline by Hatfield to Thrasher. Puts up a shot. Rejected by Kate Hatfield. Yeah, it goes out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. So Natalie Thrasher will inbound. On the near sideline, gives it to Kirby on the left wing. Kirby dribbles left side of the circle. Gives the ball to Barrick. Puts up a 15-footer. No good. Long rebound. Run down by Barrick in the right wing to Kirby. Now Thrasher wide open three. No good. And rebound comes off to Barrick. Her put back no good, but she threw the foul. And the foul is going to be on Kate Hatfield. So Kate Hatfield picks up her second personal foul. And Jaylee Barrick will be at the line to shoot a pair. Isaac fires it and got it. So first point for Jaylee Barrick. 20-3 as Kyra Cullors will move off the lane and come back toward midcourt. Barrick's next free throw on the way, no good. And off of the rebound comes McKinley Ashelman, McKinley Roberts. As Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Wilson between the two circles. Wilson had the ball punched out of her hand. Now she picks it back up. Gives it to Cullors. Now Ashelman in the left corner inside the Laws. Puts it off, Flash, and got it. 4 points for Ashelman Laws. It's 22-3. Scotter with the lead. Kirby gives the ball to Thrasher on the left wing. In the left corner to Barrick for three. Airballed it. And McKinley Ashelman off the rebound. As Andy Belt gets set to check back in for Lady Raiders. Roberts gives it to Ashman on the left wing. In the left corner, gives it back to Roberts for three. A bullseye! Kimmy Roberts hits a three. She has five. 25-3, Schuyler County with the lead. As Thrasher gives it to Barrick in the left corner. Barrick dribbles to the dotted line, kicks it out to Kirby for three. On the way, no good. And Cullors comes off the rebound. Gives it to Laws. Laws legs it across the timeline. Gives it back to Ashelman. Ashelman dribbles to the left wing. Skips to the right wing to Roberts. Roberts right side of the circle to Wilson. Now Ashelman dumps it inside to Laws again. Puts it off glass. Got it. 6 points for Ashelman. Laws 27-3. Scott over to the lead. Ava Williams takes to the right wing. Skips to the left wing. To Thrasher. Barrick drives the lane, puts it up and in. Jaylee Barrick with three. 27-5. Schuyler with the lead and the basketball. 5:15 left to play in the first half. As Kimberly Roberts across the timeline. Roberts gives the ball to Wilson on the right wing. Now right side of the circle to Ashelman Laws. Back to Kimberly Roberts. He'll try another three. This one no good. Fight for the rebound, and out with it comes Barrick. And that was Meg Shively, rather, as Ava Williams with the basketball. Long three on the way, no good. Anthony Roberts comes off the rebound, guarded by Ava Williams. Roberts crosses across the timeline. As North Shelby goes back into a 2-3 zone. Wilson tried to put up a shot, and it was blocked by Kirby. Nice move by Sierra Kirby. Now, Andy Belt will check in. And Natalie Thrasher checks out. Ashton Laws checks out. Kyra Cullors checks out. Sydney Ashelman checks in. And J.C. Morris checks in. And now a timeout on the floor. 4:33 left to play in the first half. It's Schuyler County 27 and North Shelby 5. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
For more than 35 years, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club has been a huge part of Schuyler County athletics. From purchasing new equipment and remodeling the weight room to taking care of concessions and selling Ram merchandise, the Schuyler County Ram Booster Club is now and has always been an important part of the life lessons learned by Ram athletes. Teamwork, fair play, and honesty. In these uncertain times, we are more excited than ever to welcome our athletes back to competition and look forward to cheering on our Rams.
Back at Schuyler County High School, Tinley Roberts underneath her own basket for the Lady Rams. Gets it into Ashelman, and we have a whistle and a foul underneath. Foul's going to be on McKinley Ashelman. That's her first. ninth team foul against Schuyler County. We still have 4.5 minutes left to play in the half. Pressure as Schuyler County backs off the full court press, gives it to Kirby. As Kirby will walk it across the timeline, still half court man to man for the Lady Rams. Thrasher has it on the right wing, guarded by Morris. Thrasher gives it out to Meg Shively, top of the key. Now Kirby on the left wing. Kirby dribbles to the free throw line. Still with the dribble, almost lost it out to Andy Bell, top of the key. Bell picks up the dribble. Gets it, try to get it inside to Williams. Williams lost it, but off her knee, gets it out to Thrasher on the right wing. Now Williams will try a three. No good. And J.C. Morris will have the basketball. It goes out of bounds and touched last by J.C. Morris. So Morris Shelby will have the basketball. 3:53 left to play in the first half. Thrasher on the near sideline in front of the scorer's table. Gets it to Kirby. As Kirby brings it across the timeline, and Thrasher on the left wing gets it into Williams on the block. Puts it up off glass. Got it. 4 points for Ava Williams. 27-7. Schuyler County with the lead in the basketball. Sidney Ashelman across the timeline to Wilson on the left wing to Ashelman, top of the key. Now Morris on the right wing. And a pass stolen away by Kirby. Kirby will take it to the hoop and missed it. J.C. Morris comes off the rebound. Long pass down the floor to Roberts. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But Ashelman gets it, puts it back up. She missed it. And rebound, Andy Bell. Bell gives it to Williams. Now to Kirby. 3 minutes left to play in the half. As Kirby, they look over at Larry Daniel, the coach. He calls the play. And an Andy defense by Schuyler County. Andy Bell has it at the top of the key, guarded by Roberts. Kirby. Now Meg Shively to Kirby. Look up the shot blocked by Ashman. That was McKinley. Cindy comes out with it. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Kirby. So Sierra Kirby picks up the foul. Nice defense by Schuyler County. Team fouls against Morris Shelby. As Morris will inbound to Sidney Ashelman. Ashelman will bring it across the timeline. 2-3 zone by Morris Shelby. J.C. Morris gives it to McKinley Ashelman. Now Sidney. They lob it underneath the J.C. Pass a little bit too long and picked up by Ava Williams. Williams in a hurry. And she almost lost the ball. Now it's loose. They're going to call a jump ball and alternating possession stage with North Shelby. As now Maddie Haley checks in along with Kate Hatfield. McKinley Ashman checks out along with Fraylin Wilson. As Kirby will inbound underneath her own basket. Kirby gets it out to Thrasher, deep right wing inside to Williams. Williams with a shot blocked by Kate Hatfield. The Morris gets it ahead to Ashelman, puts it up. Oh, gosh, it goes down. It counts and she's fouled. Sidney Ashelman has 2 points, and the foul's going to be on Natalie Thrasher, I believe. Yep, Natalie Thrasher is the one that picked up the foul. That's her first. Sidney Ashelman will be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. So Ashelman, that's Sidney. Shots on the way, no good. Kate Hatfield the rebound. As Kate gets it back out to Roberts. Now Ashelman between the two circles. Roberts drives into the paint, puts up the shot, blocked, picked up by Haley. They get it back to Sidney Ashelman, running 10-footer, no good. And now a whistle and a foul, and foul is going to be on Avery Williams over the back and Maddie Haley. That's two fouls on Avery Williams as McEwen will check in. Natalie Thrasher sits down. Roberts will inbound underneath her own basket, gets it out to J.C. Morris. As J.C., 15-foot jumper, got it. 5 points for J.C. Morris, 31-7. Schuyler with the lead is Kirby. Across the timeline, it goes to McEwen between the two circles. Now Ava Williams between the two circles. Punched away by J.C. Morris. J.C. gives it to Sidney Ashelman. Puts up the shot, missed it, but near the foul. The foul's going to be on Sierra Kirby. That's her second. So two fouls on Sierra Kirby. That's 16 fouls. Now Sidney Ashelman with 2 points looking for three. She'll shoot a pair. First shot up, in and out, no good. Natalie Thrashy will check back in. Andy Belt will check out. Ashlyn Laws checks in for Schuyler County, and Kate Hatfield will set down. So Ashlyn, that's again Sydney at the line. Shots up, got it. 3 points for Sydney Ashlyn. 32-7. Schuyler with the lead. Full court pressure as they come across the timeline to Melissa McEwen. Now Ava Williams gets it underneath the Thrasher. Puts up the shot blocked by Haley and Roberts. It goes out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Kirby will inbound to Williams in the left corner. Kicks it back to Thrasher. Now Kirby will try a three. No good. And Timmy Roberts off the rebound. Roberts will take her time. We're down to 110 and counting. Bounce pass, high post, goes to Laws. Kicks it back out to Sydney Ashlyn. Sydney with the left hand, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Laws. Puts it back. No good. McEwen off with the rebound. And we go the other way. McEwen across the timeline. Almost hit over the back. Kirby with the basketball. Kicks it out to Thrasher on the left wing. Thrasher to Williams at the dotted line. Meg Shively in the basket. Rejected by Sydney Ashlyn. And it goes out of bounds, so it'll be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds underneath and on basket. Sierra Kirby to inbound. Gets the ball into Avery Williams. Puts up the shot blocked by Laws, but they're going to call Ashlyn Laws. Nope. It's Sydney Ashlyn with the foul. So the foul's going to be on Sydney Ashlyn. That's her second. And Avery Williams will be at the line. She has 4 points, looking for five. Shots up. Got it. 5 points for Ava Williams. Makes it 32-8, 43 seconds left to play in the first half. As Traylon Wilson gets set to check back in, that shot by Williams is good. 6 points for Williams. Sydney Ashlyn will check out. Traylon Wilson checks in. So J.C. Morris with the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline for Schuyler County. Gives it to Wilson on the left wing. Back to Morris to the right wing. They go to Roberts. Inside, try to force it inside to Laws. Stolen away by Kirby. Kirby lost a hand on the basketball. Loose on the floor. That's going to call, well, I'm waiting for her to call a jump ball. They finally do. And all of the possession comes back to Schuyler County. 22 seconds left to play in the first half. J.C. Morris gets it in to Roberts. Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Wilson on the left wing. Wilson skips it to Morris on the right wing, on the right baseline to Haley. Now to Laws, puts it up and got it. Ashlyn Laws with 8 points. Kirby brings it across the timeline. Long three by Kirby at the buzzer, no good, and that's the end of the first half with the score. Schuyler County 34, North Shelby 9. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today.
The 2022 Polaris Off-Road lineup has arrived, and your friends at Slayton Polaris want to remind you to stop in and order yours. Give yourself the gift of getting more done with a new Polaris Ranger 1000 during the Polaris Holiday Sales event going on now at Slayton Polaris. Demand is high and inventory is going fast, so order your perfect ride from Slayton Polaris and get it as soon as it arrives from the factory. Stop into Slayton Polaris today, 6 miles west of Memphis and 13 miles north on B. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
How many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Most standard outlets can hold only 120 volts of power. Be cautious when plugging devices into power strips. Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Welcome back, everybody. The fourth annual Dry Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament, Schuyler County High School. We're at halftime in this girls' championship semifinal, and it's all Schuyler County Lady Rams as they lead North Shelby 34-9. And take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Schuyler County. Sydney Ashelman with 3 points, McKinley Ashelman with two, Tinley Roberts with five, Ashlyn Laws with eight, Traylon Wilson with five, J.C. Morris with five, Kyra Cullors with two, and Kate Hatfield with four. For North Shelby, Jaylee Barrick with 3 points, and Aiden Williams with six. Scoring's going like this. Schuyler County led 18-2 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored North Shelby 16-7 in the second quarter, and the Lady Rams lead here at halftime 34-9. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Tis the season for Village Hearth Dinner Rolls. Not only are a warm basket of fresh brown and serve or sweet Hawaiian pull-apart rolls the perfect accompaniment to holiday meals, they make great little sandwiches for a quick and easy lunch or dinner. Visit VillageHearthBreads.com for slider recipes, including chicken buffalo, pizza, and currywurst. Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash.
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 37 tonight under mainly clear skies, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 59. Lows around 31 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday and highs from the mid-40s to the mid-50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 52.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School, fourth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. And we're at halftime of this girls' championship game with Schuyler County leading North Shelby 34-9. In the middle school gym, that's where they're playing a couple of consolation semifinals. And going on right now, Clark County and Knox County girls, and they should be almost at halftime. Then coming up next, it's the, here I'll have Knox County North Shelby boys in a consolation championship consolation semifinal. And on the girls' side, or the consolation side, it's going to be Milan. No, that was last night. Schuyler County and Brookfield. That'll be the 7:30 game. And you can hear the Knox County, Clark County in progress streaming on KMEM. Then the Schuyler County Brookfield boys about 7:30. And again, streaming on KMEM. And again, I will have the live game, the boys game, championship semifinal, Knox County and North Shelby. But again, we're at halftime. 34-9. Schuyler County with leading the North Shelby ladies as North Shelby played Clark and beat Clark 56-43 in their first round. Schuyler County plays Knox County and defeated Knox County 87-17. So it's going to be a matchup. It looks like right now we still have a half a basketball to go. But Scotland County and Schuyler County, and ever since these two teams have been about in the fifth or sixth grade, they've been duking it out on the basketball floor. And but now it's going to be – it was that way last year, and this year I can see it's going to be exactly the same thing. As Scotland County punched their ticket last night for the championship game on Saturday as they defeated Milan 58-53. So – right now, what we're looking at, and all of it right now depends on Schuyler County. If they can hold this lead and get in the championship game, that means the girls' third-place game would be Milan and North Shelby at noon, and we won't carry that one on KMM. We'll be here for the boys' third-place game and the girls' and boys' championship games on Saturday. On Saturday also, it's going to be the boys and girls seventh-place game. Girls seventh-place game starts at noon in the middle school gym, followed by the boys seventh-place game, and then the girls consolation game, followed by the boys consolation game, and all these games going on at the same time. So the championship third-place girls and boys in the middle, in the high school, in the middle school seventh-place, and consolation. All of it starts at noon on Saturday and runs right through until we are finished. And we're going to be here to bring you the championship side of the bracket. So we're going to have the boys' third-place game, the girls' and boys' championship game. We'll have it for you on Saturday. Well, everybody's going to take tomorrow off. We're all going to take a deep breath after four nights. Take a deep breath and come back for a full afternoon of basketball on Saturday. So both teams back on the floor, and I'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The ultimate in off-road comfort just got better at Slayton Polaris. The 2022 North Star has been updated to offer faster heating and cooling for all-season comfort. Enjoy a quiet ride and keep water and dust out with the tight sealing Pro Shield cab system. Work even harder with LED headlights and a 4,500-pound winch. Order yours during the holiday sales event going on now at Slayton Polaris. 6 miles west of Memphis and 13 miles north on B. Reserve yours today and get it as soon as it's made from the factory.
Always wear a helmet. Never drink and ride.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. Both teams around their respective coaches as we start the second half. Girls Championship semifinal. The winner plays Scotland County Saturday at about 3 o'clock. This place will be rocking with Schuyler County and Scotland County fans. And Scotland County boys already in the third place game. So Scotland County fans will be out in huge numbers with the, for the boys playing for third and the girls playing for the championship. So Schuyler County starters are back on the floor. McKinley Ashman, Kenley Roberts, Traylon Wilson, J.C. Morris, and Kate Hatfield. Looks like the starters are back on the floor for North Shelby. Natalie Thrasher, Sierra Kirby, Jaylee Barrick, Meg Shively, and Avery Williams, and North Shelby with the basketball. Give it to Barrick on the right wing. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. Give it to Williams. Williams takes it around. J.C. Morris puts up a shot blocked by Morris. And out with it comes McKinley Ashelman. Gives it to Morris. Morris across the timeline to Wilson on in the left corner. Kate Hatfield gives it to Ashelman and puts it up and got it. Unselfish play by Schuyler County. 4 points for McKinley Ashelman. Full court pressure by Schuyler County. Natalie Thrasher gives the ball back to Kirby. Now Thrasher will try a three. No good. And Meg Shively runs down the rebound to the right corner. Gives it to Williams. Fans out of the right wing. Thrasher on the right wing. Try to get it in to Shively. She's now on a double team. Lost the ball, but picked up by Ava Williams. And Ava threw an elbow. And nope. I'll say she fell down and fouled with the basketball. She was lucky. She was in a triple team, threw an elbow right on the North Shelby bench. Just a turnover. 2-3 zone for North Shelby. As J.C. Morris has it on the right wing. Gives it back to Roberts between the two circles. Back to Morris on the right wing. Now Wilson. We get it in to Kate Hatfield. A whistle and a foul. Foul against North Shelby. As they call it on Meg Shively. That's her second. So two fouls on Shively. Eichelman gets it on the right wing. Kicks it back to Wilson. Left side of the circle from 15. Got it. Aiden Wilson with 7 points. 38-9. Pressure by Schuyler County. Ava Williams in the backcourt to Kirby. As Kirby comes to the sideline, now reverse dribble to back of the center of the court. Dribbles top of the key, gives it in to Shively. Puts up a shot, rejected by Hagelman. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Sierra Kirby will trigger. Kirby looks for somebody. Gets it to Fleischer on the right wing inside to Williams. In a double team, lost the ball, picked up by Morris. As Morris will bring it across the timeline, gets it ahead to Tinley Roberts. Roberts, the backside, it goes to Ashelman, the left hand, puts it up and in. 6 points, McKinley Ashelman, 40-9. Skylar with the lead. Now, bad pass, and it's going to be a jump ball. As Barrick was tied up by Ashelman, and she falls down, and I think she maybe hit her head on the floor. She's holding the back of her head. I think it was a tie-up, and she went down, maybe cracked her back of her head on the floor. Coach Daniel is out there talking to her. Schuyler County trainer is out there talking to her. She's just laying there. I'm sure it hurt. Now they got her setting up. And Coach Daniel's talking to her. She's nodding her head. And now they're going to try to stand her up. She does get the big crowd from a big hand from the crowd. So she'll sit down. They'll check her out. She nods her head to Kirby, says she's all right. So McEwen will check back in for North Shelby. While they check out, Jaylee Barrick. So it's going to be Schuyler basketball. Tinley Roberts will inbound on the near sideline for the Lady Grant. Gets it to Traylon Wilson. Wilson back to Roberts. Still that 2-3 zone as Roberts gives it to Morris on the left wing. Morris lob underneath to Kate Hatfield. Kate walked with it. Tried to step around to three defenders and tried to get the ball out in the corner, but she took too many steps, so turnover Schuyler County. Pressure by the Lady Rams. Kirby gets it ahead to McEwen. Now fast, they try to get it to Shively. Battled away, but picked up by McEwen in the left corner. McEwen looks for somebody to throw it to. Bad pass to Morris. She gets it ahead to Roberts. Roberts will take it to the hoop. Missed it. Picked up by Morris. She goes up with it. She's fouled by Avery Williams. And on Williams, that's her third. So three fouls on Ava Williams. And J.C. Morris will go to the line. She'll shoot two free throws. 40-9. Schuyler County with the lead. As Morris with five, looking for six. Off the front of the rim, no good. As the North Shelby boys dress, they come back out to cheer their teammates on, or their girls on. Next pitch by Morris is up. It's good. 6 points for J.C. Morris. As Kirby, bad pass stolen away by Wilson. And J.C. Morris walked with the basketball. I don't think she was expecting the pass from Wilson, but Wilson, Kirby just threw it right to Traylon Wilson. Here comes Kirby. They get in a double team, bounce past to Thrasher, and a double team on the right wing. Back to Kirby. Kirby gets it to McEwen. McEwen takes it around the baseline, bounce pass inside, and right to Kenley Roberts. Roberts across the timeline, bounce pass to Ashman, to Kate Hatfield. Puts up the shot, missed it, and rebound goes out of bounds off of Avery Williams. Now Sydney Ashman will check in. Ashman Laws will check in. J.C. Morris and McKinley Ashman will both check out. Kenley Roberts underneath thrown basket to Kate Hatfield at the dotted line. The Sydney Ashland tried to get it inside the Laws, batted away, and Thrasher comes away with it to Kirby. As Kirby will bring it across the timeline to Thrasher. To Ada Williams. Williams goes through a double team, throws up a running 10-footer, missed it, then balled in and out, and Kate Hatfield off of the rebound to Tinley Roberts. As Roberts will bring it across the timeline, Wilson on the left wing. Roberts left, Hatfield rests by the circle now. Traylon Wilson, 10-footer off the left baseline, no good. Off of the rebound comes Natalie Thrasher. Thrasher gives it to Kirby. Kirby bounce pass to Andy Bell on the right wing. Inside on the right block to Williams. They get it back to Bell. And Tim Ashman just outran Bell. Now it's loose on the floor. Picked up by Roberts. Roberts put up a shot. Two fouls. So Timmy Roberts will go to the line. Right now, Skyler Carey just out-hustling North Shelby. And the foul is going to be on Andy Bell. So Andy Bell picks up her first foul. And Tinley Roberts at the line to shoot a pair. She has five, looking for six. Got it. 6 points to Tinley Roberts. As in the ball game will come Addie Allmeyer, and Belt will check out. 3:59 left to play in the third quarter. Now Raina Small will check in. Traylon Wilson will set down. And J.C. Morris gets set to check in. And she'll come in for Tinley Roberts. So Roberts was six, looking for seven. Shots on the way, no good. And off of the rebound comes Ava Williams. Williams gives it to Kirby. Kirby, ahead it goes to Allmeyer. 10-footer on the way, no good. Raina Small off the rebound. As Small gets the ball across the timeline to Roberts, almost stolen away by Kirby. Roberts to the left wing, skips to the right wing to Sydney Ashman for three. Full time. 6 points for Sydney Ashman. 45-9. Schuyler County with the lead. Takes you by Schuyler County. Allmeyer gets the ball on the left wing. In the left corner to Williams. Williams out of the double team to Thrasher at the top of the key. Now Kirby for three. Full time. Yeah, Kirby's first points of the ball game. She has three. 45-12. Schuyler with the lead and the basketball. 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. At the high post, Kate Hatfield. Inside it goes to Laws. Puts up the shot, missed it off the left block. And out with the rebound comes Ava Williams to Allmeyer in the left corner. Now Kirby from the free throw line. Just one home, got it. Here Kirby with five. Sydney Ashelman will walk it across the timeline. Gives it to Raina Small on the right wing. Now Kate Hatfield. Hatfield, fall away 10-footer, missed it. And Natalie Thrasher off the rebound to Kirby. As McKinley Ashman gets set to check back in. They give it to Thrasher on the right wing, the right corner to Williams. Williams bounce pass inside to Shively, back to Kirby. Another three on the way, no good. And off the rebound, Tinley Roberts and Ava Williams. Set ball, all the way to possession, stays with North Shelby. So now J.C. Morris will check in. Roberts checks out. McKinley Ashman checks in. And who's going to check out? Too many girls out there. So Kate Hatfield will check out. Now we're going to play 5-on-5. Thrasher inbounds to Williams in the right corner. To Kirby on the right wing. Thrasher on the right corner. Inside to Williams. Out of a double team. But the shot missed it. But there to put it back up and in was Meg Shively. And she was fouled. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play as the foul is going to be on Raina Small, and that's her third. And for Meg Shively, that's her first point to the ball game. So two looking for three for Shively. Shots up. Got it. So Meg Shively with 3 points. Sydney Ashelman with the basketball. Walks it across the timeline. J.C. Morris has it on the left wing. Back to Ashman to the right wing to Raina Small. And you see it coming. Sierra Kirby with the basketball. Stole the pass. She jumped the pass. Went down and Sydney Ashman fouled her. She didn't make the shot, but she'll go to the line and shoot two. For Sydney Ashelman, that's her third personal foul. Second team foul against Schuyler County. So Kirby has five, looking for six, and got it. 6 points, Sierra Kirby. Now Raina Small will check out, and Traylon Wilson will check back in. 147 left to play in the third quarter. Second shot by Kirby's got it. 7 points, Sierra Kirby. J.C. Morris across the timeline. Morris gives the ball to Ashelman. Now she tried to force it inside, and Traylon Wilson almost had a pass picked off by Kirby. So it is Schuyler basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Sydney Ashelman will inbound as she gets it into Morris. Morris has it between the two circles. Back to Ashelman on the right wing. To Morris between the two circles. High post to Laws. Wilson on the left wing. To Morris. Morris gives it to Laws. Back to Wilson. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound. McKinley Ashelman puts it back up and in. 8 points, McKinley Ashelman. 47-19 as Thrasher gets it across the timeline. Inside the bank, Shiley puts it up and in. That's the way you do the press. 5 points for Meg Shiley. Give Addie Allmeyer an assist on that one. As Morris trying to make a move, a drive off the right wing, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Natalie Thrasher. So Thrasher picks up the foul. That's her second. Kate Hatfield checks back in. Kendra Roberts checks in. Laws and Sydney Ashelman both check out. Morris will inbound to Tinley Roberts. Back to Morris. Quick three on the way. Bullseye! Tracy Morris has 9 points. 50-21. Schuyler County with the lead as Kirby in the backcourt. Passes out of a double team. Gives it to Williams at the timeline. Now by a pass taken by Kate Hatfield to McKinley Ashelman. She'll slow it down. Gives it to Roberts. As Roberts will walk it across the timeline. Roberts gives it to Wilson on the right wing inside to Kate Hatfield. Puts up the shot and got it. 6 points for Kate Hatfield out of a double team. 52-21. Kirby lost the ball. Picked up by Morris. Morris is going to take it with the left hand. Puts it up. No good. Now Roberts will put it up with the left hand. No good. Whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Wilson as Aiden Williams got the rebound. Traylon Wilson picks up her second personal foul. That's the third team foul against Schuyler County. 14 fouls against North Shelby. 6.2 seconds left to play in the quarter. Kirby will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Wilson. Kirby across the free throw line. Now Omar for three. No good. That's the end of the third quarter. With the score, Schuyler County 52, North Shelby 21. Back in a moment. This is KLM Sports.
You're always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County, Irwin High School. As we start the fourth quarter of this girls' championship semifinal, Schuyler County leading North Shelby 52-21, and Schuyler County will have the basketball as Morris will inbound to Roberts. Roberts will bring it across the timeline, bounce pass to Ashelman in the left corner. Tried to bounce it inside to J.C. Morris, knocked out of bounds by Meg Shiley. So Morris will inbound underneath her own basket. Well, I could have saw it continuous clock, but maybe not. Morris gets the ball out to Kate Hatfield on the right side of the circle. Now Wilson right wing to Morris on the right wing. Gets a free throw line to Hatfield. Roberts will try a three. Full time. Tinley Roberts with 9 points. 55-21 as Meg Shively gets it down on the right block to Kirby on inside the arc on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Allmire. As Allmire tried to get it in to Shively, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on McKinley Eichelman. So McKinley has two fouls, four team fouls against Cotter County. Kirby will inbound to Thrasher. Now Williams at the dotted line, and she falls down and walks with it. So turnover gives the ball back to Cotter County. J.C. Morris will bring it across the timeline. Morris gives it to Roberts on the right wing. To Morris, top of the key. Now Wilson on the left wing. To Morris, left, right side of the circle. Another three by Roberts. No good. And a fight for the rebound, and Kirby comes away with it. So Sierra Kirby will bring it across the timeline and almost walked with it. Had a bad pass. Almost Kate Hatfield almost had it. Now Allmire takes it away. A Williams shot on the way. It jams between the backboard and the basket, so it's going to be Schuyler County basketball. When it goes bad, that's kind of the ultimate right there. That basketball goes out of play. There you go. Well, no, they're going to give it to North Shelby. Okay, it's a jump ball when that happens. So arrow pointed to the Lady Raiders as Kirby gets it in to Shively on the left block, makes a bad pass. And it's stolen away by Roberts. Stanley Roberts will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Wilson on the right wing. Skips it to the left wing, and that's a bad pass stolen away by Avery Williams. Williams started, stops on the right wing out of a double team. Gets it back to Kirby. Now back to Williams. Williams guarded by Hatfield. Gets it in to Shively. Top of the key, Allmire for three. Bullseye. Addie Allmire has 3 points. Makes it 55-24, Scott County with the lead. Now Roberts on the left wing, inside the arc, out of the double team, gives the ball to Morris. Now Kate Hatfield with a left hand, puts it on flat and got it. 8 points for Kate Hatfield. 57-24, Scott with the lead. 5 minutes left to play in the ball game. Kirby, between the two circles, guarded by Wilson, gives it to Shively out on the right wing. Now Belt has it between the two circles, hangs it off to Williams on the right wing. Williams dribbled right into the hands of McKinley Eichelman. Here comes Schuyler County. Morris gives it to Roberts. Now Eichelman, inside it goes to Kate Hatfield. And Morris puts it on flat and got it. 11 points for Morris, giving the assist to Hatfield. Kirby brings it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Schuyler County. Belt on the left wing. To Williams, hand off to Belt at the top of the key to Allmire. Now Meg Shively in the left corner to Williams. Williams takes it around Eichelman and a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on McKinley. So McKinley Eichelman picks up her third personal foul, 14th foul against Schuyler County. As back into the ball game comes Whitney Shin. Now North Shelby wants a timeout. 4:12 left to play in the ball game. Schuyler County 59 and North Shelby 24. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Christmas on the Square Committee in Cahokia wants to invite everyone to come out and enjoy the second annual Christmas on the Square, December 11th from 4 to 7 p.m. There'll be plenty of crafts and food vendors, free mule rides, free hot chocolate, cookies, and face painting. Beautiful lights and a special visit from Santa. There's also a couple memory trees. Bring your ornament up and hang them in the tree. That's December 11th from 4 to 7 p.m. on the Cahokia Square.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back, everybody. Schuyler County High School has North Shelby with the basketball. Belt will inbound to Thrasher in the right corner. On the right wing to Allmeyer. Dribbles across the free throw line. Gives the ball to McEwen. And McEwen lost the build off of the leg and out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball. Clock just under 4 minutes left to play in the game. 59-24. Schuyler with the lead as Sidney Ashelman will walk the ball across the timeline. Gives it right to Small. On the left wing, Small back to Sidney Ashelman. Ashelman dribbles to the right wing, gives it back to Small. Small gets it for loss at the high post. Now Morris lost a handle on the basketball as she tried to get it back to loss, and it's picked up by Whitney Shin. Shin gives it to Thrasher. Thrasher picks up the dribble, looks for somebody, gets it back to Shin. Shin will put up a three, throws it up behind the backboard, goes out of bounds, and it'll be back. This kind of county is Kyra Cullors in the ball game. Inbounds to Ashelman. Down to 3 minutes left to play in the game. Ashelman, Sidney will bring it across the timeline to Small on the left wing. Cullors in the left corner. Back to Small. Small gives it back to Ashelman. Back to Small. Now Cullors inside on the left block. He goes to Laws, puts it up and got it. Ashland Laws has 10 points. 61-24, Schuyler County with the lead. Kirby with the basketball. That was Andy Belt with the basketball. Gives it to McEwen. McEwen takes it down in the paint, lost the ball. Andy Belt couldn't pick it up. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Schuyler basketball. As now Maddie Haley will check in. Also checking in for Schuyler County, Kelsey Tallman. So Tallman will inbound to Sidney Ashelman. As Ashelman will bring it across the timeline. Small has it on the left wing to Ashelman, top of the key. Haley, a dotted line to Tallman. Now Kyra Cullors puts up the shot. No good. Tallman, Haley gets the rebound, put up the shot back up, blocked. Now it's loose on the floor, and alternating possession, then back to North Shelby. 1:45 left to play in the ball game. As the officials talk things over, now the official comes over to the scorer's table. Okay, the clock, possession arrow points toward North Shelby. Maybe that's what they're talking about. I don't know, but North Shelby's going to have it. As Andy Belt will bring it across the timeline, man-to-man by Schuyler County. Belt gets the ball to Whitney Shin, and the whistle of a foul. The foul is going to be on Maddie Haley. So Haley picks up her first foul, 16 foul against Schuyler County. As into the ball game will come Taylor Roberts and Sidney Ashelman will check out. So in comes in to Shin, puts up the shot, missed it. That do the foul, and the foul is going to be on Haley. So Maddie Haley picks up the foul. That's her second, 17th foul against Schuyler County, but Whitney Shin will shoot two anyway. Looks for her first points. Shot up, got it. First point for Whitney Shin. Down to 45 seconds and counting as Shin eyes it, fires it, and got it. Whitney Shin with 2 points. Makes it 61-26. Lane is Small across the timeline. Bounce pass to Tallman on the right wing. Back to Small. Back to Tallman. As Tallman bounce pass to Cullors in the right corner. Back to Lane is Small. Small picked up a 15-footer and got it. 2 points for Lane is Small. 63-26. Andy Belt takes it out to the right wing. And now has the ball stolen away by Taylor Roberts. Yes, now Lane is Small will just dribble it out. Down to 6-5-4-3-2-1. And that's it of the ball game. With the final score, Schuyler County 63, North Shelby 26. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
I am one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC.
Which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I am living in the moment and taking Ibrance, Calpocyclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County R1 High School. It's the final as the Schuyler County ladies, the number one seed, defeat North Shelby by a final of 63-26. Let's take a look at the scoring. First four, Schuyler County. Sydney Axelman with 6 points. McKinley Axelman with 8. Sydney Roberts with 9. Ashlyn Laws with 10. Raina Small with 2. Traylon Wilson with 7, J.C. Morris with 11, Kyra Cullors with 2, and Kate Hatfield with 8. For North Shelby, Addie Olmeyer with 3 points, Sierra Kirby with 7, Whitney Shin with 2, J.D. Barrick with 3, Meg Shiley with 5, and Ava Williams with 6. Scoring went like this. Schuyler County led 18-2 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored North Shelby 16-7 in the second quarter. Schuyler led 34-9 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored North Shelby 18-12, and Schuyler County led 52-21 after three. In the fourth quarter, Schuyler again outscored North Shelby 11-5, and Schuyler ladies won it 63-26. Schuyler County improves to 4-0, while North Shelby girls fall to 1-2. So that means it'll be Schuyler County, Scotland County, in the girls' championship game on Saturday at 3 o'clock. North Shelby will play Milam at noon in the girls' third-place game. And now it's official. We won't carry that one on KMM. So we'll be on about 1:30 for the boys' third-place game. It'll be Scotland County and whoever loses this upcoming ball game between Knox County and North Shelby. And I'll be back with that one in about 6 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Schuyler County sponsors. They include Carpet Plus Flooring and Furniture in Kirksville, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City. Hawkins Harrison Insurance, they've got offices in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis. Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County Times Weekly Newspaper, Slayton Polaris ATVs, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories just north of Memphis.